In England, we went to see Gwaneshwar, then Alarnath, Sakshi Gopal, and all other places. So I went in and when I was coming, devotees wanted that I should go there, so they did air condition. And in air condition, my cold and everything went on. So
you have that cold now?
Cold now. Some fever.
There's some flu also. Many people are getting sick because of the heavy rain.
But it was nice. Was it nice to visit those places?
Adi Shankaracharya, Govardhan, Mat of Shankaracharya, and all other places described in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
But in the rain.
But in rain. Sometimes rain, sometimes about to rain.
Did you give some class there regularly? What did you speak from?
About Raya Ramananda, Gopinath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Pradyumna Mishra. Those who are related to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all other Gaudiya Vaishnavas. When they were there. And also Chaitanya Charitamrita Anta Lila 5th chapter and about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What he did in Puri, what he did in Gambhira, in the dialects between Raya Ramananda or Sahib Damodar with Mahaprabhu, how he was in the mood. We went to Bhuvaneswar, Anant Vasudev. There from the remnants of Anant Vasudev, seva puja, prasad, in some charanamrita, that place. Honeswar in Arkan. Not in India anymore, like this. That is a little bit of Mantabhasade, the Archan and the Avishek Nan is done of Bhuvaneswar. The Prasad, remnants of Mantabhasade, is given to. Deep has been described as a straight tree, not tree. Indeed. It is for a fist of this means appendix. Of Vrindavan. There also Navadvip has been told as safety as the manifestation of Vrindavan, Praja and Vrindavan, Praja and Goku, but not as the same. Anywhere I have read like to that I told you. But we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has tested that how far this he has come in Gambhir. And some with Raya Ramananda in Gaudi. But yet logic has been given so present.
Did you visit Jagannath? Jagannath in Puri? Did you take darshan of Jagannath?
But the darshan of Jagannath. Purisha, the Bhadra and Baldev also. No Vilas of Vrindavan was remembered there. Only for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did a reference for Krishna Baldev. Knowing that Krishna is Dwarkapati. And Puri is like Dwarka. But when Lilian went to Chura Gopinath and to Sakti Gopal, there we remember that we are Sakti Gopal and Chura are himself. But they are no villa. Only he has done the practice to Brahmin. He went to Shaktivedan. And there, Gopina, he kept a pot of tea for Mataji. But in Vrindavan, has done so much Leela. Because Vrindavan, living Vrindavan gopi cannot go. Krishna may go. There are several times of not time we can go. But gopi cannot go. Besides Vrindavan, anywhere, not in gopi.
So, I went there, but not find any
Jagannath temple no Mathura. Aishwarya. Yes, reading the 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we have more commentary has been translated, some Vishwanath Chakravarti commentary.
So,
not me, but yeah. It's already done. So I read that Yuga Geet was translated with a Vishwanath Chakravarti purport. Very nice. I was coming to you, you were speaking Venu Geet. That was very nice. Not so much, no.
You want to explain that in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that every word in the Bhagavatam he can extract so many. You're explaining his understanding of the word of Bihari.
Different meanings.
Atmara means, what is the meaning of Atmara?
Self-satisfied.
So it has 64 kinds of meanings. Atmara means has no any desire. It's like Smasanandal Sanatana. They are Atmara. Likewise, Krishna is Atmara. This is one meaning. But yet, Atmarama, Krishna plays with his Atma. So he is Atmarama. His Atma is Srimati Radhika. So he plays with Radhika is Atma. So all words can be taken as favorable of this meaning. So it will come out that Atmaram Ra. Ra is Atmara. So, Sadgopis say, Sadgopis, the utmost thing of Atma. Because Gopis are Atma, Radha is Atma. So he is Raman, being Raman in Atma. That is, he is serving with Atma. Explain all will be his explained in this. Vasmara Matsamunayo, Guru Ganatha Rupam. Purvanta Hetukim Bhakti. Hetukim Bhakti means Uttama Bhakti. What is Uttama Bhakti? Gopis can do Uttama Bhakti only. And in Uttama Bhakti, Madhur Ras. In Madhur Ras, Mati Radhika is Atma. So she can serve Krishna in that way, that anyone cannot serve. So the meaning of this Atmaram, she is Radhika, is Srimati Radhika is serve. So, Kirtan, Etatanir Vidyamanana, Ikshatam Okoto Bhayam, Yogi Nath Nir Nirnitam, Hare Naman Kirtan. This is what you have read?
Yes, Bhagavatam. Yes.
Etatanir Vidyamanana, Ikshatam Okoto Bhayam, Patri Kansa Patam, those who are inclined towards mukti, those who are coming, they want everything, swarga and all other things. And those who don't want anything, they want only bhakti. For all, it is niranitam. Niranitam means it has been decided, fully decided by our Purvacharya. Purvacharya?
Yes,
past Acharya, that is Narad.
Brahmaji.
Sukadev. Vyas. The Guru of Narad. Shankar. And the Guru of, father of Vyasdev. They have decided for all Harinam Kirtan is best remedy and best thing for the world. How Kirtan? Nipatve. Like Gopi, in essence of Krishna. Jayatite adhikam janmana bhuya. All this is Gopi Gita. Hari katha,
Sao
katha amrutam sapta jim. All this is. Gopi is that. And I'm waiting with very heavy rent
for themselves.
And they are feeling so separate. By doing so, oh Krishna, oh Krishna. Best kirtan that can be done for Krishna is Gopi Gita. And when he these are Kirtan. So, the Kirtan in which Radha and Krishna are somehow, anyhow connected, and especially of their Vilas, their separation mode, that Kirtan is the highest. So, in Srimad Bhagavat, we are also. It has been donated to the Kirtan of Guru. That is the best.
We are not allowed to enter Jagannath Mandir.
No, no.
But this is better.
No, no. You are allowed. You seek always darshan of Jagannath. You don't want to take darshan of Jagannath, you want to take darshan of Radha and Krishna. They cannot stop you to darshan, take darshan.
No.
Outwardly they can talk, but inwardly they cannot be. Haridas Thakur gives it to Jagannath daily. But outwardly, anyone knows that he has Bandukal Dila?
No, but he is.
Who has Dula?
Of my questions, I think mainly I wish to just say that how I'm grateful to you that you're giving us something very rare. And the more I think about it, I think how rare it is and how we are not qualified. But you're very merciful. Teach us about Gopi Bhav and things that are way beyond us, but it has given us new life. All these ISKCON persons who are coming to see you, they all feel very picked up.
They have served their spiritual master for several years, serving and serving. Swamiji perhaps thought that now they are qualified to see, to enter any
higher
cult of bhakti. So he is giving chances. It is his mercy and Krishna's mercy. We have also served so much in every angle, especially in preaching by writing. So he is more merciful to you.
I'm waiting to understand what more I can write. I will know when I learn more.
You can write. But I think that Western countries are not so qualified to have these things. But Indian devotees, by birth, they have a spirit to catch these things, not to take it in bad feelings.
Yeah.
But Western countries, general persons are not qualified to hear at all these things. But the devotees who are in ISKCON and they are chanting, hearing something of Vaidhi Bhakti, in them some are may be qualified here and to read if you write. Swamiji could have explained Bhagavatam, rest chapters of 10 cantos, but that is why he could not write at that time. But he was, if he was present, he could have now translate. in 10th canto, in 3rd or 4th slok, Sukhdev Goswami has written, Nivritta Tarsai Upadiyamana Ausadhat Satya Manobhirama Kavut Samshlok Gunanubadat Virajjet Vina Pashatnat. Here in this slok, Vishai Mumukshu, Mumukshu, you know,
yes,
those who want Mukti.
Yes.
And Vishai, those who want to taste
sense gratification.
And those who are wishing to go to Vaikuntha. And Nivritta Tarsai, like Sukhdev Goswami, those who want to go to Golok Vrindavan, they want to culture this prema bhakti also. All should hear this Krishna Gunagan. Nivritta Tarsai Rupa Giyamanat Bhau Sadha Srotri Manobhiramat Kau Uttam Slok Gunanubadat. Uttam Slok man Krishna Gunanubadat. These are the guns. Prima Bhakti.
Yeah.
And it should not avoid this Gunanubadat. Hearing the ascents of Krishna. And after 21, he used to describe all these things. Though all chapters of 10th are Gunanubad, but yet from 21, that is from Purvara up to Uddhav Sandesh, this Harikatha, these topics are so highly qualified. These are very tasteful in hearing also. And if the deeper meaning is known or heard, then it is so beautiful. All Tikakas explain us in above, comment to those who have written commentaries. Have explained for Tattvajnani, or for Vishai to attract them from Vishai. The Sanatana Goswami and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, they have explained for only Premi Bhakta. For the purpose, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this world to fulfill that purpose they have written. Especially to how to follow Aragamiga Bhali. And they became shameless to write all this. These Harikathas are Chetan, Bhagavati Chetan. Chetan, you know,
Vato?
Chaitanya. As we are Chaitanya.
Living?
Conscious.
Yeah, living. Conscious.
We are also conscious.
Yeah.
And so merciful. That practice is given. And if they are qualified, the bestow their mercy upon them. Like Krishna, they are merciful. If anyone hears or reads these past tense and hears past tense, their mind will not go in any other subject. They will want to hear only this subject.
Yes, no taste for other. Not even other rasas.
Rupa Goswami here also written that if any man has taste and greed, they will hear, they try to hear Krishna and the associates of the same qualities as the devotees are. Sajatiya. Any question?
In ISKCON temples in Kartik, when it begins in the evening, they sing this bhajan, Namam Ishvaram Sachit Anand Rupam. So, but now I don't feel so attracted to that as before, because that is to the Yasoda Krishna. So of course we do it in the temple. But when, is there a bhajan we can sing in the evening among a few, which is more the Rasik meaning of Damodar?
Radha Kripa Kataksha or the Astak of Srimati Radhika written by Rupa Goswami in his Pavavali. So, Radhe Jaya Jaya Mahabhavadani Go Kulu Tarodi Mandala Mahite Radhi Jaya.
That even contains the word Damodar Rati.
Damodar Rati.
Yes.
Varudhana Vesha. Hari Neskota Vrindavi. Vishvanu Udadi Navasasi Dekhe Dalita Sakhirunu Ramutavisa Karunam Kurumai Karunabhari Sanak Sanatam Bharat. Likewise. This is the case with me also. I used to sing and to test this very carefully. It has many kinds of meanings. But really it is only that in the last slok
Dr. Sukri, Radha Damodar.
Namorati Kaji, Jadiya Sriyaya.
Prarambhata ki.
Namaste
to Dham, Puraditti Dham, Tadiya Tarayatva Viswasya Dham. Namorati Kaji, Tadiya Priyaji. Namonanta Lilaya. Namo Nanta Lila, Ananta Lila. Everything is coming. At first he began from Das Bhakti and ends in Madhavas. Umuradhikai mane Gopi Anugatya, in guidance of Gopi. है किंतु भक्तों को इससे बहुत अच्छे अच्छे और पहले प्रचलित नहीं थे। रूप गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी नहीं आए थे, यदि वो पहले आए होते तो इनका टेस्ट हो सकता था कि इन हो जाता गोस्वामियों के विचारों में। महाप्रभु भी तब तक नहीं आए थे। When the song was sung first by Indradinda, Saptapratim, then Rupa Goswami was not present, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come in this world, and there is no such song like Radhe Jai Jai Mata. So everyone appreciated, especially in our this group. At the time of Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, no one can sing this song, Jasomati Nandana Braja Varana, or Bhavari Sesa, Aloka Prabhupada, Jamuna Jivana Keli Paraya, Manasa Chandra Chakura, Nama Sudhara Sakavu Krishna Jasa, Arakho Vachana Mani. No one can sing. Who is Nagar? Jasamati Nandana Prajabara Nagar. No one can sing. But now it is open to all. Whether qualified, not qualified, everyone wants to. Hura Huri Lapya. Hura Huri, you know? Hura Huri? जानते हैं आप हुड़ा हुड़ी बंगला का लाइक सो मच पर्सन वांट टू टेक दर्शन ऑफ एनी डीटी लेफ्ट एंड लेफ्ट लो एज इन जगन्नाथ टेम्पल हुड़ा हुड़ी I will go first. Lots of persons entering temple know a space that is called the Hudagu. Everyone wants now. बहुत ऊंचा मीनिंग है इस सबका, बहुत ऊंचा। जामुना जीवन के लिए पारायण, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग? जामुना जीवन
कृष्ण फैजान ने जीवन आई डोंट नो
जामुना जीवन नॉट जमुना जामुन हम जमुना टू जामुन those who go to Jamuna to make Krishna, gopis, for this they have to pretend anything, that I am going to take water. So they take kalas and go in very morning to Jamuna. And they know that Krishna will come to see us. So they go there. And the meeting of Krishna and gopis is called Jamuna. Jamuna Prem Jamuna Jeeva. Keli Parayan. Manas Chandra Chako. That Leela is like Chandra. And my mind is like Chakor. That Chakor wants to test moon nectar. So I pray that my this mind Chakor, heart Chakor, should taste Krishna Chandra nectar, Harikatha. Or Guruji or all other senior, most Vaishnava. You should tell, you should sing Saranagati. Amara jivana sada pape ratha nahi ka punya na liye. Aar, uta kire? हमने सुना कि महाप्रभु जी नवदीप में अवतार लिया एमन दुर्मति संसार भीतरे पड़ी आछी नानी हैव यू हर्ड दिस सॉन्ग एमन दुर्मति संसार भीतरे पड़ी आछी नानी तव निज जन कौन महाजन पठाई दिले दिस सॉन्ग Anyhow, if there is, there comes any grace to hear all these katha, the pastimes of Krishna illuminate themselves in the heart of that kind of devotee.
Yes, I've been reading that.
So that yourself also?
Yes.
You will understand all these things if I'm telling.
Yeah, your explanation.
Without my explanation, you should
recite. Yeah.
You should read.
Yes.
By reading and reading, the slope will illuminate.
Yes.
Manifest. I used to read and read. Reading. Some thought came in, coming. You have finished Vilap Kushmanjali?
Yes, we read that and read it again with the commentaries.
Madhuji Kadambani also. How to
enter.
Pankhabandhara.
I have one question about an essay I read by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in English. This was in his that old magazine.
Harmonious.
Yeah. It's called Circumambulation of the Divine Realm of Braja. About circumambulation, parikrama.
Braja parikrama.
Oh. I have given them the Gauriya, some Gauriya, they have translated it, perhaps.
Hmm.
What is there?
So this was published in 1932, in English.
In English?
Yes.
It was published.
This magazine was an English magazine that he had out in his time. But he says some striking things here, that Vrindavan is only manifest by the sadhu.
Huh?
He says Vrindavan can only be seen when you hear from a sadhu. He said, but then he says, the land itself is not spiritual. It's only...
Well,
The land itself is not spiritual.
He is reading, you can hear.
Those who choose to suppose that they are enabled to serve the transcendental realm of Braja by simply residing in the mundane district of Mathura, or by following mechanically any course of ceremonies laid down in the scriptures, who have themselves no access to the spiritual plane, are no less deluded than the atheist.
They're right.
But so my question is, sometimes we hear that every person in Vrindavan, every tree, every animal is a very special soul. But then sometimes that viewpoint seems to be sentimental or false, because he says if you don't have access to the transcendental meaning of Vrindavan, then it is ordinary place.
The object of what you should speak. I want to hear what you want to speak. No? Speak what you want to. You speak something? Huh? You are in hurry? If you want to speak, you can speak. He's telling that the spirit of writing is there, that the persons who are like Sahajiya, anyhow to be in Vrindavan, No association is needed. Those who think. And only here, by residing and taking Utsav, Mahatsav and everything, and Radhe, 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 will not do. But they should sincerely live in Vrindavan, in the guidance of any Siddhantavid, Arasika Vaishnava. And by hearing them, in Vrindavan it is available. Sant and Arasika Vaishnava, Siddhantavid, they are available here. But those who avoid this company, association, and only they know that, oh, this is Sevakunja, this is Nidhivan, this is Radharaman, this is all. And to live here and to take Mahaprasadam is a prison. By doing so, Vrindavan will be. Think, what we are seeing, this is Vrindavan. Then they are deprived. So Rupa Goswami has told how to live in Vrindavan and how to realize Vrindavan. Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sutasthanam Kramina Rasana Manasi Niyodya Tishan Braje Tadanuragi Janangami Kalam Nayed Akhilam Ityupadeshusara. Praying Vrindavan and hearing and serving Vaishnavas like Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Then we can see Vrindavan.
And then every tree, every animal,
everything
is Chintana.
Without this, only walk.
In Sri Braja Vritti Chintamani, he also says, Vrindavan cannot be understood by conditioned souls, for although it may appear to be material, all its villages, forests, and cow pastures are perfectly spiritual.
That is spiritual, it is right. But yet, but the conditioned soul, not taking the help of Rasik Siddhanta Vidya Vaishnava, they cannot approach there. They may tell that everything here everything is a process. If a creeper is a prakrita, then all are a prakrit, all wives, all ladies are also a prakrita, and they will go in the association of ladies and they will go to hell. So they should listen and practice bhakti kalpa. And for these persons, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that Vrindavan jaibe nai rahibe chirakal. Don't go to Vrindavan. And if go, return from Vrindavan. Na rahibe chirakal. Don't live there forever.
Short visit.
And Govardhan, and you don't go to Govardhan. And don't try to do so. Because it will create aparadh.
Maharaj, whether or not conditioned soul can understand Raja, it's Chintamani anyway. Huh?
I don't follow.
Okay, whether or not an outsider can see Raja.
Conditioned soul cannot see.
But it's, anyway, it's Chintamani.
Hmm?
But anyway, it's transcendental, whether we can see it or not.
If we serve Brajavasi, those who serve Krishna in a prakrit way, by their mercy, a prakrit, this Vrindavan, who is himself Krishna, by his mercy can show his soul. Otherwise, no. Living here for thousand and less years, diving in Radha Kunda. No. By the mercy of Vaishnava, he can realize that his soul is. We see so many Goswamis here, so many Acharyas here, there is Bhagavat, always only 10th canto, and so as a profession they do all these things, and they quarrel for money. So, Baddhaji is conditioned soul, cannot see and realize the mercy of this Vrindavan at Chintamani. To whom he will be merciful, he knows.
for taking dip in Radha-Kund.
In the association of Rasik Vaishnava, we can take, we can go deeply in Radha-Kund. Otherwise, no.
Yes,
written.
I understand now.
Right. He was in line of Rupa Sanata, Rupa Raghunatha, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Sakal Bala Ji, you asked me?
Thank you.
Question.
One more. This is about offering food to Guru and to Krishna. So you have explained a very high understanding of Raganuga Bhakti, which is that Srimati Radhika is cooking, the Manjari is assisting, then it is offered to Krishna. Krishna takes, then Radhika takes, then Sakis take, from that remnant one may take. But that is beyond me. Now, I'm speaking not of in the temple where they have pooj and offer, but as a sannyasi, when I travel, sometimes I have to make the offer to food. So, our spiritual master has said, you offer to spiritual master, he will offer to Krishna. But now I think that is too simple and I cannot understand. How does the Guru give to Krishna? Is it in this Raganuga way that you have described? But I am not qualified to think that I am a Saki and I am assisting Radhika and I am giving to
Krishna. I have told for you, not for general. For general, they will remember there is a spiritual master in Bhaji Bhakti. They will offer to Krishna. Or simply to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to Radha Krishna. What they like, they should remember that our Gurudev can give them. If I will give, he may take, he may not take. But if my Gurudev will give, he is bound to take. So the offering is done by my Gurudev, this should be done in Vaidhi Bhakti. I will prepare everything. But you should know for yourself that if there is any devotee who is dedicated to Krishna, and by ऊपर से वो नहीं दिखता है जैसे वो दिया क्या होगा?
It doesn't appear that it has been offered.
He is not offering, but he is taking. But we should know that he is dedicated. So वो अपने को अर्पण कर चुका है. जो अपने को अर्पण कर चुका है कृष्ण को, जो शरणागत है कृष्ण का, वो नहीं भी कृष्ण को देता है तो भी उसका कृष्ण का लेना हो जाता है. Sometimes we see that उत्तम अधिकारी does not give to Krishna. If anyone gives him, he takes.
Yeah.
But we should know that he surrenders so. His every action, every movement, everything has been given to him.
But would he still go through his guru days?
What he does, he knows.
Ah, like that. Personal. Okay.
But he knows that they are surrendered.
Hmm.
I've seen that if any devotee has given something to Krishna with tulasi, but he does not take that remnant, as a Mahaprasad he does not take. And the souls who are dedicated to Krishna, they are not given to Krishna. If they are giving something, they take it as Maha Maha Mahaprasad. समझ गए क्या मैंने क्या कहा? नहीं समझ पाया? यदि कोई व्यक्ति है, उसने कृष्ण को समर्पण किया महाप्रसाद विद तुलसी और खूब देकर के ठाकुर मंदिर में लेकर के दिया और उसको बाहर किया गया ठाकुर जी का प्रसाद, तो वो जो वैष्णव है उसको प्रसाद के रूप में ग्रहण नहीं किया है। कोई ऐसा है उत्तम अधिकारी, नहीं किया उसको। और एक आदमी है जो ठाकुर जी को भोग नहीं दिया है और वो ऐसे ही दिया तो ऐसे ही उन्होंने खा लिया महाप्रसाद के रूप में। क्यों ऐसा? जो पहले का जो कहा वो सरेंडर नहीं है, उससे बहुत तरह से कृष्ण की कोई भावना नहीं है, उसके में अनर्थ भरे पड़े हैं। ऐसे अनर्थ ग्रस्त जीव, संबंध ज्ञान रहित जीव यदि कृष्ण को भी देता है तो कृष्ण ही ग्रहण करते हैं। इसलिए ये हजार घंटा बजा करके और सब करके भोग देगा तो उसका दिया हुआ भोग नहीं लेते। और लोग जैसे हैं गौकिशोर दास बाबाजी महाराज हैं, बंसीदास बाबाजी महाराज थे, कोई दिया उन्होंने खा लिया, उस रेमिनेंट को उसको महा महा महाप्रसाद मान करके what I told him.
He is saying that it's a very strange activity of Uttam Adhikari, that if some person with full plate putting tulsi in it offers to Krishna, and then after offering he takes that plate and gives to that Uttam Adhikari,
yeah.
Uttam Adhikari doesn't take.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time some other person comes in and he has got some food stuff with him and it's not offered to Krishna and he offers it to that Uttam Adhikari.
Yeah.
He takes it and eats it. Mm. And that remnant of Uttam Adhikari becomes Maha 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 Bhattar. But that offered food was not prasad. But he is telling the reason why. Because the person who offered it was not in fact I was devotee.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, many materialistic desires and I was not very much surrendered to Krishna, so does not
exist. He has no Krishna sambandha jnana.
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't have any sambandha jnana with Krishna. So his offering to Krishna is just only external manifestation.
Right.
Krishna doesn't accept it.
उनको माँ प्रसाद मान लेता है,
संबंध
ज्ञान नहीं है ना, तो वो जितना भी राधे राधे जैसे राधे करेगा भाई वो कुछ ऊपर से नहीं देने से भी बिना हृदय से दिए वो कुछ ले नहीं सकता, उसका शरीर ही आत्मसमर्पित हो। इसी कौन सार किता भक्ति के नवलक्षणा क्रियत भगवती अद्दा तन्मन्य अधीत मुख दो भक्ति नवधा भक्ति को कृष्ण डज नॉट एक्सेप्ट एज ए भक्ति बिकॉज ही हैज नॉट डेडिकेटेड हिमसेल्फ गिवन हिमसेल्फ टू द फीट ऑफ गुरुदेव आर कृष्ण, सो दिस इज नॉट भक्ति। He is hearing, he is chanting, he is reading, he is living in Vrindavan, but yet these are not bhakti. But he, if he has surrendered himself in the lotus feet of his holy master, and then doing so, then it is bhakti. Iti punsa arpita bhakti chet namalakha. Chet, that is if, chet means if he has definitely offered himself in the lotus feet of Krishna. Here Krishna means Gurudev. Just sakshat haritena. Gurudev is also Krishna, sevak Krishna, atsaya Krishna. So if he surrendered himself and then he takes the holy name of Krishna, he chants, he hears, he lives in Vrindavan, nine kinds of bhakti, then it will be enough. Otherwise not enough.
So you explained how the uttama bhakti takes prasad, but what about a lowly sadhaka like me?
Like you,
give to my Gurudev? If someone gives me something, that here is some food.
It will be given to Krishna, offered to Krishna. But he should think in Vaidhi Bhakti also, that I am giving in the hands of my Gurudev, and he is offering to Krishna.
I may not know how he offers to Krishna, but he will offer.
In Vaidhi Bhakti.
Vaidhi Bhakti.
बिना गुरुदेव के आदेश के मंदिर में मत जाओ. जब गुरुदेव समझेंगे कि ये योग्य हुआ है, अब ये साधन भजन और अर्चन कर सकता है, उनके आदेश से अर्चन को सीख करके, विधि सीख करके तप से जाओ. अरे सीखना, पहले तो सीखना पड़ेगा ना. यू हैव लर्न हाउ दिस थिंग, हाउ टू डू अर्चन.
Stolen enough of your time, I think.
Huh?
I have stolen enough of your time.
No.
It has been a long time since I saw you between Puri and Jaipur.
I wanted to see you. I want to give some time to you. And meet me. Have received your letter.
I cannot come in the morning. When they come. No.
Oh, but yes, you can meet.
Thank you.
Then has time. Come freely to Vrindavan. We can discuss some very good points. You should prepare any question, reading anything.
Yes, alright.
I'm discussing Bengi.
Yeah.
You will hear in case.
Yes, I will hear and then maybe.
And if there is any question, you can.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Or in any book,
yes,
you are reading, you can discuss. Good. And we can discuss. You are reading Rāpattu Chandrika. If there is any question, we can discuss. I can give some lines and you can elaborate. You are expert in this art.
That little explanation I wrote, I gave that to Giriraj, Tamal Krishna, Gaurapriya, others. Oh, they said, this is very nice, thank you. So, try to do that again.
Yes, sir, here, what today I have told. have explained this slope to you.
Oh.
Asmatang Phalamidam. The successful of I.
Yes. Yeah.
Today I have given more. Something more.
Oh, okay.
Try to अपनी राधांगा भक्ति की प्यास को और अधिक बढ़ाने की चेष्टा करनी चाहिए. Try to also be try and pray. But you should never acquire Vaidhi Bhakti. By doing so, Raganuga Bhakti will manifest.
By not avoiding Vaidhi Bhakti, not avoiding preaching and so on.
Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevan. Preaching means to tell Hari Katha. Preaching means that I am preaching. I am telling the pastimes of Krishna, His Tattva, Vaishnava Tattva, everything. This is preaching.
But when we preach, you are not this body, you are only so, not eat meat, what is this?
जगह के लिए वेदी बनाना ही जगत है.
Yes.
In Kartik month, I made a busy.
Be here?
I will see something.
Oh, busy, yeah.
But after that, you will be here?
Yeah, I'm staying.
Then we will.
Yeah.
And perhaps all is gone.